Oh, welcome everyone. We have a wonderful, wonderful guest and conversation in line for you today. I want to officially welcome you to the High Vibe Tribe podcast. This is, and you're going to see we have an awful lot of energy moving around here today. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a moment. But I, of course, am Marcy Newman, your host, and I have with me today, Charles Lauries. Charles, welcome.
Thank you, Marcy. Thank you for having me on your podcast. I'm so excited to be here today.
So Charles is coming to us, by the way, from Victoria, Australia, and where he is, it's quite early in the morning. And so Charles, thank you so much for meeting the dawn to be with us today. Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm used to these early starts, so this is good. I love getting up early in the morning and just getting on with my days. Go, go, go.
Well, we are going to go, go, go. So this is fantastic. So I have to first tell everyone, when Charles and I first met here, we started to talk, and all of a sudden I started to hear the roar of a lion. And it sort of startled me initially, and then I heard it again and again, and I asked Charles, like, was he moving his chair? What was going on? Does he have a dog that's like yawning or something? And he said, no. And then he told me about his spirit guides, and I'm going to ask Charles actually to tell us more about that in a moment. But what it has done is it has created this incredible energy of such power and might, because my spirit animal is also a big cat. So, Charles, I want to tell our audience a little bit about how you came to be who you are, what you're doing right now. So yep. Let me just tell you all that Charles, the name of Charles' company is Amanti Moon, and it is a wonderful company that services all kinds of, how should we say it, shops, right, and stores and healing facilities, right, with all kinds of like oracle cards and tarot and incense and books. And I know also that they're very involved with hands-on healing and different modalities. So this is a wonderful opportunity for us to be sharing on this level. But I want you to know a little bit about Charles before he came to this world, and the fact that he was actually very much engaged in the corporate world. And so, Charles, I know that you left that career after 26 years, and you suddenly decided that you needed to follow your heart.
Yep.
So I imagine, with an incredible pivot in direction of that nature, that you have lots to share with us, lots of stories. I'm sure you have lots of obstacles that you had to overcome. And with your intention to bring spirituality to the masses, you have come on this market in such a big way with the readings that you do, the healings. I know you do clairvoyant healings, which we want to hear more about, and also quantum healing, hypnosis, Pelawa, and Sekhem, which I don't know anything about. So I want to hear all about these. But first, I'm wondering if you could just tell us what you were doing in the corporate world, so everybody can really start to embrace just how tremendous this transition has been.
Certainly, Marcy. Thank you for that lovely introduction. So about me, so I was always, as a youngster, I was always wanting to see the world. The world was very important for me. And as a youngster, I didn't understand why. So when I left school, I went to college and I got a degree in business and management, but I majored that in tourism. And I was very fortunate that before I even finished, I was very much proactive in actively pursuing employment once I'd finished. So I was very grateful and very lucky to receive a position at Qantas, and that's Australia's leading national airline. I was only 19 at the time, Marcy. So they said to me, Charles, you're too young to go into our reservations area. You need to go into the mail room. So I did 12 months in the mail room, and it was the most amazing experience because I got to interact with different people of the company at different levels, including the chairman, the CEO, all of those people, and they all knew me by name. So after a long time at Qantas, 26 years, I transferred out to the airport because for me it's all about interacting with people one-on-one, face-to-face, bringing the best of me and bringing the best with our customers. And in my last 7 years at Qantas, I was actually looking after all of our first-class customers, our VIPs, heads of state. So we had presidents from the United States come through and we had to deal with those customers. We had presidents and prime ministers of Australia and New Zealand. We've had the royal family come through. So I was very much very lucky in that position that I was able to interact with people at very high levels of society, very high levels of corporate business, and then also everyday people, because we'd have people that were buying, you know, that would use frequent flyer points to travel first class or our high-yielding commercial customers. But during that time, Marcy, there was something inside of me saying, there's something more. There's something more. This isn't it. There's something more. So if I go back to like 2005, which is 16 years ago, 2006, 2005, my grandmother passed away. And she was like a real soulmate connection to me because we had this a complete adoration for each other. It was amazing. But then very shortly thereafter in 2006, my father passed away. Mm-hmm. And that really got my mind to thinking because it's like, okay, there's got to be more to life. This just can't be that you're here for 85 years, 72 years, whatever it might be, and then you just stay in a box. So my passions, I started to read and I started to investigate and I discovered past life work by Dr. Brian Weiss. So that was fine. So it was in my sphere and it just sat there. Then in the first class lounge in 2011, because I remember it's 10 years, I met this amazing man and his flight to Los Angeles had a 4-hour delay. And he was, I think at that time, 70 years of age. So he's now 80. And he kept coming up to the front reception where I was working. And I thought, who is this man that keeps annoying me? What is wrong with you know what I mean? And anyway, after his fourth visit to my front reception counter, he said to me, Charles, I'm a palm reader. He's Indian of descent, lives in New York. He migrated in the 40s. And he goes, please give me your palm. I'd like to read your palm. So he read my palm. And then he explained to me that he was a happiness consultant. And what he does, and this is what he still does to this day, he travels the world reading people's palms, giving them, you know, what's going on in their lives, their past lives and stuff like that. And that was 2011. And, you know, he did the reading and I was captivated, so much so that I called my colleagues who were working at the first class check-in and said, you've got to get up here. There's this amazing man up here who's reading palms. And he's been really spot on with what he told me. And one of the things he told me, Marcy, that triggered me was I was a tree in a past life. And that's really random. But the I was a tree in a past life.
Oh my
and
goodness.
It's like, because we can be anything, Marcy, in our past lives since I've discovered. But the key to that was he didn't realize that I have such passion for trees. It breaks my heart when a tree gets chopped down to become either a Christmas tree or firewood or stuff like that. And that really resonated with me. So I called the girls at reception and then some of these girls came up and he told them some amazing things too. And everything that he then said to them about their future would come to pass. It actually came to happen. The funny thing was, Marcy, he didn't tell me about my future because he didn't want to overwhelm me at that time since I've discovered. So anyway, so that was fine. That was 2011. And then I started on my path in 2013. My business partner and my partner at that time, we went and, you know, visited like little psychic fairs because they were starting to pop up around in the area. And this amazing woman, and Marcy, you saw the chalk drawing that I showed you before. This amazing woman drew my spirit guide, and that's Amanti. And he's got this amazing lion. And when I first met this woman, I started to laugh with her and I started to joke and she did not understand my humour at all. When she held my hands and she sees the spirit guides, because I couldn't see anything at that point in time, she connected with my spirit guide and then she started laughing. She goes, oh, Charles, I understand your humour because it comes through Amanti as well. He's got the same humour you do. So she did that. She gave me a little reading. My business partner got his done and that was Yellow Moon. And we got them framed and put them up on the wall because they were very, very powerful images. And then she said to me before she finished, she goes, this is your pathway. You know that you've got to start investigating. So 2014 came. I'm still at Qantas working shift work. So it was 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We do all the different days. And I found on Facebook that one of my friends had shared a post. And it was a lovely lady who was teaching clairvoyant healings. And the part that got me the most, Marcy, was there was one element of this class, and it was called past life release or past life readings. And that really piqued my interest. So something inside me, something gave me the gumption to just pick up the telephone and call this woman and say, I'm really interested. I've never done anything like this before. I'm really, really interested. Tell me more about it. So we had a discussion on the phone for about an hour, and I said to her, I'm in, I'm doing this. And my business partner goes, I'm in too. So we both did it. And it was a class of four people, so it was really good because it was really intimate. And then what happened, Marcy, was I did the first class, and she just asked us, she invited us to use our third eyes to see things. And it was funny because the other three participants in the class could see everything. And my third eye just said, I'm not playing. This is not what I do. And it just didn't do anything, Marcy. And I thought to myself, and I said to the teacher at the end of the class, oh, my goodness gracious me, I'm going to be the first person to fail your class. And then that was really, really funny. And then at the end of the class, she goes, no, don't worry. It just takes everybody different levels of time. So what happened? The next week I went and we did something and I got this amazing vision. I could see things and it's like, oh, my goodness gracious me, it does work. How do I go with this? So the initial class was 7 weeks and we then decided that we wanted to do the advanced class and that was another 7 weeks. And the funny thing was with this, Marcy, I was still at Qantas at the time and everybody was saying to me, what did you learn last night, Charles? How do you do that? Do this, show me, how do I do this? So I was bringing people along the journey with me. And that was really important, I think, for me, because if I had have just thought I'm doing this to myself, I'm not telling anybody, I don't think I would have been where I am today. But I feel like there was an integrity that said to me, you've got to start speaking your truth, Charles, and you've got to be in your element. So I'd go to work on a Wednesday morning and say, oh, my goodness gracious me, we held hands, we did readings, and I could tell people what they could see, and it made so much sense to them. And they're all saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. And so I'd do it at work, and that was me practicing as I went. And it was also me trusting what I was getting. So after we did that, that was 2014, the lady that ran this course, so we did it over 14 weeks, it was 2 hours a week. She said to me, Charles, you've done really well at this course, but I really need to stress to you that the lady that created this course, she runs it 5 days intensively and you do it from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So she teaches you a lot more. And she actually said to me, I really, really encourage you to consider doing the advanced class, like the intensive class. I said, oh, look, okay, if it's meant to be, the universe will find a way for me to do that. Well, I went to work the next day and said to the lady that organises my vacation leave, I said to her, by chance, is this week available? And she goes, by chance, I've got one slot left. So I was like, okay, thank you very much. So I signed up for this intensive class, Marcy. And it was in country New South Wales, so I had to overcome some of my fears because flying on a 737 is fine, but anything that's got propeller planes, I call them little hair dryers, and I had to fly in a little hairdryer to get to this little country establishment. And I did it. And I thought, oh, you know what? I'm overcoming my fears and I haven't even started yet. This is great. Well, we did the five-day intensive and it just blew my mind. And the funniest thing was when we had our graduation and there was only 10 of us in the class, I burst into tears because I've been searching for such a long time, Marcy, as to what do I really want to do with my life? Where do I want to go? I've started other business degrees and it just did not make my heart sing. I got this piece of paper and I felt like I'd accomplished so much and it just made my heart sing. And that was the resonance for me that, okay, this is where I have to go. So that was 2014. So then during that time, I was at home. I bought a massage table. I'm offering free healings to people so that they could come and try. And I was just trying to, you know, get my knowledge up there, get my experience up there. And I had a lot of people that were coming, so that was great. But then I was realizing I've got to do something else to bring people in the front door. So at that time I thought, okay, what do people like? And people love tarot readings. I thought, right, I'm going to go and learn tarot. So I went and learned tarot and it was like, this doesn't make sense to me, but I really found a deck that I connected with. And Marcy, I still use that deck today. I've tried to use other decks and they just keep bringing me back to the one deck. So I did tarot and it really opened the doorway for me. In as much as it brought people in. And then what I would do, I'd give them a tarot reading and then I'd say, let me give you a complimentary half an hour energy healing. So I'd give them the energy healing because that's where my passion really lied. And what that enabled me to do was expose people to different types of healing and different types of energy. And what I found over about a 2-year period, Marcy, that the tables turned. People would actually come more for a clairvoyant healing than they would the tarot. And to this day, I get more people for clairvoyant healings than I do for tarot. My tarot is very good, don't get me wrong, and I still get people for tarot. But now they're really, a lot of people have awakened to energy healing and it's really taken off to a different level. So that was 2014. 2015, October, I really trusted in the universe at this stage. Didn't know why, but I trusted in the universe. And one day I was just driving to work, Marcy. It was a beautiful, crystal clear day, blue sky, not a cloud in the sky. It was like 5 to 9. I've driven in and something just came over me, Marcy. And I said, I'm going to resign today.
Wow.
And the thought had been in my head, but it was never a serious thought because I'm a Taurian, so security and stability is very important to me. So I drove to work and I was like, oh, my goodness gracious me, I'm going to resign today. And this might sound really weird, Marcy, I'm going to share it with you and your viewers and your listeners. There was a little bird on the footpath and I spoke to the bird. I said, little bird, am I supposed to resign today? And he bobbed his head up and down in the yes motion. And I took that as my sign. So I'd never resigned from a job before, went into work, called my manager and said, I need to make an appointment to see you this afternoon. I spoke to the team that I was working with, so I gave them a heads up. They all burst into tears. You can't leave us. You can't leave us. It's like, I've got to follow my heart. I'm leaving. And I said to one of the girls, you have to help me. I've never written a resignation letter before. So I typed up this resignation letter. And at 3 o'clock, I went and saw the manager and said, look, this has been great. 26 years of I've left every minute of this company, my customers, the people I work with. I said, but now I need more. So I handed him my resignation letter and he said, I accept it. And as soon as he said that, Marcy, it was like the universe had got this big pair of scissors, put them down the back of my spine and just made a big cut. And I felt like my angel wings had come back and I actually felt the most free I have ever felt in my life. So it was such I'm getting goosebumps talking to you about it.
Oh,
so that was really, really powerful. And that moment I had just, you know, trusted in whatever was to come for me. I'd had absolute trust. So at that point in time, because I'd been working shift work for over, you know, 25 years, 26 years, I just took a little bit of a break. So I took 6 months hiatus. And then at that point in time, the old Charles came back and it's like, oh, okay, here we go. I need to get a job. I need to get work. I need to get income. I was still doing the energy healings, but at that point it wasn't generating enough income for me to do it full time. So there was another aspect of my being that thought, you need to learn about, we have superannuation here. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's like, I think it's like your 401ks.
Yes.
So I went and worked for this superannuation company and it was all about money. And it was the complete opposite because money for me is the head because it's the ego, it's the thinking man. And my mind is all in my heart, as in I just want what's right for people. So I sat in this job for 5.5 months. And if I had have been there 6 months, I needed to give them 4 weeks notice. That's how my mind works. And at 5.5 months, I gave them my resignation. I said, I can't do this. This is not where my heart is. On the way home, I called a little company that had like a little wellness center 20 minutes up the road from me. He called Sacred Keys. And they said, yep, we'd like you to come in for an interview. We're looking for a reader. I said, okay, fine. So I went in for the interview and I had to read tarot for the two managers. And it was the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever done in my life. Because I thought, this is my passion. If I muck this up, what am I going to do? Anyway, the two beautiful souls that own that place hired me straight away. They said, could you start next week? So I was just doing 2 days a week. And Marcy, this is where my big trust in the universe had to come in because I'd go into that shop without any customers booked in and I would sit there and customers would come in because my energy was there. So I'd get 2 or 3 a day and that was great. Whilst I was working in there, waiting for customers, I'd help them rearrange the shelves, I'd help them with their stock and all of that sort of stuff. Because in the meantime, what I'd actually started on the side was a Manti Moon. It started in 2014 and I was buying incense, I was buying oracle cards, I was buying all of these different things, salt lamps, selenite lamps, books, all of these different items. And I was running market stalls because my guidance was telling me that, Charles, there's a lot of people in the spiritual business, but everyday folk find it too expensive, okay, because a lot of people go to the extremes. What I was doing, if there was a recommended retail price of $25 for an item, I'd sell it for $20. The incense, people sell it for $4, we sell it for $2. And if you buy 6 of them, we sell them for $10. So what my motivation was not to make great amounts of money, but my motivations were to bring it to the masses so that the masses could afford to participate. The masses could afford to buy a deck of oracle cards or tarot cards to help them awaken. So that's what we've created, Marcy. Now, my first original mentor who taught me the 7-week class, she decided that she was a spiritual teacher and she used to run tarot classes. She said to me, Charles, I don't want to do this anymore. I'd like to gift the tarot classes to you. So I was like, oh, thank you very much. She saw potential in me. And sometimes other people see the potential before we do. So I took a blind leap of faith because she said, think about it, whether you want to do it. And I spoke to my business partner, Adrian, and we had a discussion and something inside me said, just do it. So we said, yes. And I'd never taught a class before, Marcy. I'm not a teacher. I'm not any of that. So as it was, lo and behold, I ran a class and I ran the first class just for two customers because I thought I really want to give them my undivided attention and give them what they want. Well, after that, I was getting eight customers. And I only run them like two or three times a year because I'll wait for people to approach me with demand and stuff like that. But we're getting 8 or 9, 10 customers every time. And the beautiful thing that I see from this, Marcy, is I've taught so many people now tarot. And so many of these people have now gone into wellness centers, healing centers to read tarot professionally. And it just makes my heart sing. So I did that. And then all of a sudden, this woman that was, she gifted me tarot. She said, Charles, I'm moving interstate. I don't want to live in Victoria anymore because we get really cold winters, not as cold as America. She said, but I also run, and you're a participant of our spiritual circle, and I run that two times a month, every 2 weeks. I want you to take that over. I don't want to give it to anybody else. I want you to have it. I said, oh, okay. And here I am thinking, I'm not engaged enough. I'm not connected enough. And something in the universe said, just do it. So I trusted my guidance again, Marcy, and I did it. And every 2 weeks for the last 4 or 5 years, actually, we stopped it just before COVID hit because I thought something was saying to me, I need to take a break with Circle. So we used to run Circle every 2 weeks. We'd get 25 people in my living room and we'd talk about spiritual things every 2 weeks. And it's a really great, joyful group and we're still connected. We still have we did a virtual spiritual circle group and we're all connected. And we used to do just different things. And I'd have to learn things, Marcy, and I'd get downloads about, we're going to do psychometry, we're going to do palm reading, we're going to do divination, we're going to use pendulums, we're going to talk. So we would do this. And then every person, different people would come every week. And we'd say, there's no commitment to come every week. But if it interests you, please just join us. So we'd get people, we'd get 20, 30 people. What then started with that, Marcy, was I'd have people that would come into Circle that were developing talents. Like I had two young people that were developing mediums. And what I did, I actually had an 80-year-old woman that I was working with. And I said to her, her name was Joyce. I said, Joyce, would you like me to host for you and hold space for you a mediumship evening so that you can actually put it out to people that have lost loved ones? And she goes, Charles, if you're prepared to do that, I'm prepared to do that. So we've got 35 people. I hired a little hall down the road. We've got 35 people. And this lovely 80-year-old woman, she goes, Charles, I need to have a break in the middle of her, you know, her show. And there was an 18-year-old chap. His name's Alex. And I said to Alex, okay, because I'm not a medium. I said to Alex, this is your time. You've got 10 minutes while Joycey has a bit of a break to shine. And goodness gracious me, did he shine. So what happened 12 months later, I said to Alex, would you like to have your own platform event? He goes, I'd like to, Charles, but I would like somebody else there to hold, you know, so that I can get a bit of a break. So there was another young developing medium. Her name is Christine. And what we did, we held another mediumship event one night. And we got another 40 people there. So Alex, who was 18, and Christine, who was in her 30s, both held, I had the space for them. We got the client base in and they both did some mediumship stuff. So what actually developed with Circle was then I was hosting different events. So I have a lady that used to come every 12 months and she'd do a feng shui event, telling us what the year was going to be ahead, what we needed to do, what remedies we needed to put into place. I had a beautiful lady that does dreams analogies and dreams interpretations. She's Australia's leading dream interpreter, and she came and gave classes for us because she's got oracle decks and she told us how to use them, how to interpret dreams. So Emanti Moon was growing. It wasn't just markets, it wasn't just me reading, it wasn't just tarot or healing. It was becoming events based, and we were building up a client, we were building up a network of people. And then what we started to do in 2014, so when Emanti Moon first started, I thought, you know what, there's a lot of people that can't afford to have healings or readings. I need to do something free for them. And I still do it to this day, Marcy. Every Tuesday on our Facebook and our Instagram, I do a free reading, an oracle card reading. And all it is it's three cards, oracle cards or tarot cards face down. And we just say to our clients and our customers, please pick a card. And on Thursday, we'll reveal what the cards are. So every Thursday, we reveal the cards. I have them typed up, ready to go. And I just put what the meanings are for the cards. So it's an enabling those that might not have the cash or the ability to have a reading or to come and see me or to do it remotely, they can still connect and have a reading about what the week's holding for them or what they might be going through. And the response we get to that, Marcy, we get about 100 people that comment. We get about 600 people that see it. And a lot of people say to me, I don't comment, Charles, but I make sure I come back every Thursday and look at what the card says to me. But the feedback we get is, oh, my God, those readings are spot on. And I'm just guided every week because I use a different oracle deck every week. And I'm just guided to what I use. And with the feedback has been amazing. So this is our way of giving something back. So Amanti Moon just kept growing and growing. So I work at the Healing Center 2 days a week reading tarot. And they've seen this innate ability in me to be able to talk to customers. And that was my Qantas. I was able to talk to customers at various levels. And they said to me, we'd like you to manage the store 2 days a week. Because then that way that allowed them to do other things. So then as the Taurine in me comes out, it's like, you know what, there's a bit of security, Charles, take it. So that enabled me to build my audience, build my people, but also have some steady income. So the positive benefit for this was people would come into the store and I'd say to them, oh, you need to sit down on the couch with me because I feel like there's a grief or there's a heaviness about you. And they'd come and sit down and start crying. And I said, what's happening? They say, you're spot on. I'm going through all this tragedy. And so then I'd give them some guidance and then they'd go. And this was the beautiful business that was Sacred Keys. It was a beautiful heart space business. And it's now closed because the landlord wouldn't renew the lease. But it was, we could connect with people on a heart-to-heart basis. There was no expectation for them to buy anything. But what used to happen, Marcy, was we'd give them the love and attention. We'd make them a cup of coffee or a tea or a glass of water. We'd sit them down, give them the time and attention. And then what would happen is a month's time, they'd come back and say, you know what, Charles, you were right. I got through that, but now I'd like a healing or a reading. So it would build us customers because we'd give them the love and attention. So then this last year, 2020, the landlord would not renew the lease. So Sacred Keys, the lady that had been running it for 10 years had decided to close it down. So I was like, oh, what do I do now? And I was like, what am I going to do? So I started to do stuff at home and I thought now's my time to really ramp it up. So I put, I did a little text message to all of my customers at Sacred Keys and my home customers and said, look, I'm going to do it full time from home. I'm going to ramp it up. And the response was tremendous. And this was March. And it's like, right, from March, let's go. March, I'd never worked so hard in my life, Marcy, doing readings and healing. And then, of course, in Victoria, in Australia, COVID really hit us badly in April as we were heading into winter. And everything stopped. And it's like, okay, great. What am I going to do? And one of the ladies that I worked with at Sacred Keys, she was a medium. She goes, Charles, one of Victoria's prime and prestigious tarot reading stores in the heart of the city, in the heart of Melbourne, is looking for a reader. Why don't you apply? So I've applied. And they offered me 1 day a week. And it was beautiful. So I went into this beautiful shop called Spellbox. And I read tarot there. And it was interesting because 2 weeks after I started, we got a hard lockdown in Melbourne. So that means all the stores were closed. So I was back at home. And then a lady who runs Australia's premier crystal wholesaler, she called me and she goes, out of the blue, she just called me. She goes, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm working from home. I'm doing Spellbox 1 day a week, but that's just been put on pause due to COVID. She goes, I'd like for you to come in and have a chat with me. So I went and had a chat with her. And she said, you've got the highest vibe, you know, you've got that energy that we're looking for here. We want to up our vibration in our crystal store. I said, okay, that's fine. She goes, I'd like you to come back and chat with the maintenance manager. So I did with that. And we'd like to hire you. So I started June 1 and we've really seen a transformation in our business. We started to do Instagram lives. We're really raising the vibe. And we have customers that come in all the time. It's like, this business has really changed. And it's amazing because the manager is a very high vibe person herself. And she just needed support from other high vibe beings to help her achieve what she needed to achieve. So I'm there 4 days a week, Tuesday to Friday, upping the vibe. And I'm loving it. But we're getting a lot of people like at Sacred Keys that come and, oh, you're going through this, you know, let us help you, or these crystals might help you. So I'm really, the universe has really supported me. So ever since leaving Qantas, Marcy, the universe supported me in many, many ways. And the biggest key for me was to trust. And I have to thank the universe because throughout my life, it's been giving me signs. And when I wasn't awake, I didn't notice the signs. For example, I was at Qantas for 26 years. I learned the art of travel. I learned how to deal with wholesalers. I learned how to deal with hotels. Amanti Moon in 2017, we took our first overseas tour because people were saying to me, Charles, we want to go. My mentor, who's now 80, who I've reconnected with, he says, Charles, let's go. Let's take a group to India. So we took a group to India for 9 days in 2017. And it was such a success. 2018, We took a group again to India, but we increased the length. So it was 14 days. We had a group of 9 people. Amazing experiences. We were meditating. And in 2019, Marcy, we took a group of 12 people to Egypt. My mentor did not come, so it was me leading the tour. We'd organized such an amazing experience. We rented the Grand Pyramid of Cheops. Did you know you could rent the pyramid, Marcy?
No, I had not.
Well, we rented the pyramid, Marcy. So there were 12 of us with our tour guide, and we had a government escort. It was a full moon morning, Marcy. It was 5 o'clock in the morning, so it was very dark in Cairo. We're walking into this amazing pyramid of thousands of years, and we walk into the king's chamber, and the government escort says, "What would you like to do now?" I said, "We'd like to sit in a circle and meditate, please." And usually that's a bit taboo. He goes, "Okay, that's fine." So we started meditating, Marcy, in this pyramid in 2019, October. And it was the most amazing thing. The vibration in this place was so intense. And I could just feel the energy rising from the earth right up through us, right through the point in the pyramid, heading out to the cosmos. And it was intense, Marcy. It was absolutely intense. And he just looked at us, and this government official was like, "Well, what have you just created here? What have you just done?" And then we explained it to him. It was like, we're all energy workers, we're all meditators, and this is why we've come to each other. He was intense. He was loving everything we did, so much so that one of the girls had brought oracle cards into the grand chamber, or the king's chamber, and we gave him a little reading, and he was so overwhelmed. And that was the most amazing experience of my life. And the funniest thing was, we've come out of this pyramid at like 6 o'clock in the morning, because you can only run an hour, and we were all drenched in perspiration because it was so hot inside, so humid. But the joy and the love that we all felt, and a lot of people were very emotional. They're sitting in that chamber crying tears of joy and happiness because they were overwhelmed with this amazing vibration. So my little business, Amanti Moon, that started off with energy healings, became tarots, became markets and workshops, and, you know, it became tours as well. So it's funny. The universe said to me, "Charles, 2020, we're not going anywhere. We're going to take a break." And, of course, 2020 hit, and Australia was really hardly hit with COVID. Not as bad as other countries, but what they did was, we've locked our borders. We're not allowed to travel overseas. The government prohibits us from leaving the country. If you need to leave the country, you need to get a permit to leave. So the universe is saying, okay, so maybe by the end of 2021, we might consider the travel aspect again, but we might go to Uluru in Australia because there's a lot of beautiful energy there. So that's that story, Marcy, of how I've transitioned, and I've trusted a lot in my pathways of the universe, and I surrender completely to the universe, and I know it knows what I need. It knows what to provide for me. I have complete trust and faith, and it has led me on this most beautiful journey, and I couldn't be happier, Marcy. I could not be happier.
It just sounds so magical, to tell you the truth, and I think that so much of it really is. But also, you bring up points that are really important for us to put a spotlight on.
Yep. That,
and number one, I think it's, you know, you did such a beautiful job of sharing how you went through the process of allowing yourself to come in touch with your heart, how it was leading you, and then taking that leap of faith. And one of the things that I want to make a remark about to our audience is that very often, you know, and I have clients all over the world, and I have to say, under nearly every circumstance, there is this very pivotal point where we must be willing to take that leap without knowing where we're going to, without knowing what is going to unfold or any of the details. And I believe that in that moment, we are leaving behind the patterns and conditionings that we have been subjugated by in our human transitions. And we align with our divinity and our divine family that is then there to support us, lead us, guide us, mentor us, and of course, celebrate us. And every step along the way, I love how you included that, because even when you were leaving Qantas, they celebrated you. Of course, they were so sad that you were leaving, but they knew the qualities of you that needed to go beyond them. And our audience, I think, in this moment really needs to take this to heart. You know, we're in this time of great transition for all of us, even those who have been in this field for a long time. I've been in this field for over 45 years. I started back in the 70s. I was ordained as a spiritualist minister, trained in hands-on healing, mediumship, and transmediumship, and have obviously just, you know, been so blessed to bear witness to how it has transformed in our societies, and how I often talk about the fact that when I was going through that programming, we had this small enclave of people that we could speak to. And now, I mean, I can go into the market and suddenly find myself in the midst of this deep, deep, very meaningful conversation. But we each have to embrace this journey for ourselves. And my journey is not going to look like yours. Yours is not going to look like someone else's. But the one thing that we can guarantee is that it will be magical.
Correct. That's exactly right, Marcy. And that's something that I learned when I was doing readings for people. My spirit guides and, you know, angels and or my team, I want to call them my team, they usually say to me, and this is what I say to a lot of my customers, picture yourself on the last day of your life. And what you're probably looking at is a checklist of life. And I want to tick all of the boxes in my checklist. Did I take a chance? Did I do this? Did I do this? Did I do this? Did I do this? Yes, 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 yes. I said, because there'd be nothing worse than sitting in fear and realizing I didn't do any of these things because fear overrode me and fear took over. I said, so you've got to start looking at life as if opportunities are coming, present them and they'll sit with you and sit with it. Does it feel good? Yes. Try it. Explore it. And what have you got to lose? Nothing. If nothing comes of it, great. But you can actually say, I gave it a shot. Nothing came of it. But what if you gave it a shot and your life changed and it became a more beautiful experience? How blessed would you be then? And that's what I try and reiterate to a lot of my customers. It's like, you know, stop and think. You know, you might put things off, but, you know, you might be missing out on other experiences that might take you to a higher state, a more blessed state. So that's how I like to plant seeds like that in my customers' minds so that it makes them think.
Sure. So, you know, the other thing I think that this really requires as we go through this journey, and this is something that we have to cultivate, and that is, first of all, you know, we have to cultivate the courage, right, to follow, like Joseph Campbell said, follow your bliss, follow your bliss, follow your bliss, follow your bliss. You will always be swimming against the current. You will always be stepping outside of your comfort zone. You will always be drawn to move into worlds where you know nothing, you think. And then all of a sudden you arrive.
Correct.
And you start to feel the resonance within you.
Correct.
And that is what takes us into these brand new realms of deeper self-discovery, greater expansion, and of course, the ultimate, which is when we step into our service to others.
Yeah.
And so I know you refer often to that as like holding space for others, right? And I know you do that with your readings and what you were doing as you described that lovely, lovely shop, you know, that you were in where you're really in service of loving, just loving people.
Correct.
But we are here to be in service.
Correct.
We forget that. It's not about us. It is about us developing, expanding, and extending that love consciousness through us. So if we have fallen short and abruptly stopped that energy from extending through us, we will never feel fulfilled.
Correct.
We will never feel the joy. And of course, it will thwart our own expansion and growth. And that's one of the things that I think is so important for anyone who is starting to question, I should say, ask themselves these ever important questions. Who am I? What am I doing here? And what can I give?
Mm-hmm.
You know, A Course in Miracles has this beautiful phrase, and I use it all the time. And it is, where should I go? What should I do? Who should I speak to? And what should I say?
Oh, I love that, Marcy.
Oh, I do too, because it just makes everything so clear, doesn't it?
It does. And it's funny because A Course in Miracles, I was presented that book 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've actually got an online group. We're doing a chapter a fortnight. So we're up to chapter 5. And we do it every Tuesday, every fortnight. And we read the chapter. So we all read it before we come to, and then we debate the chapter and discuss it so that if anybody has issues. And for us, that's the best way to read this book because we get such clarity with different perspectives. And it's the most amazing book, Marcy. I'm just loving every minute of it.
It's absolutely transformational. I know I was given a copy of A Course in Miracles by a client. Oh, this was many, many years ago when I was working actually in, one-on-one mm-hmm. work with clients.
Yes.
So this had to have been back in probably 2007, maybe. Yes. And I remember she gave it to me and I took it to bed with me one night and thought I was going to read it. And I thought, oh my God, I can't read this. It's, you know, that it's too dense. It's too much to read after a long day, et cetera. Yes. And I picked it up and I put it down. And I picked it up and I put it down. I think it sat there for a year. I dusted it every week and I moved it from one yep. part of my nightstand to the next. But I just couldn't read it. And all of a sudden, and this is funny, you talk about how the universe draws us where they want us. I had moved to Boulder, Colorado, mm-hmm. and I was asked by one of the Unity churches there to teach it. Because they thought I already knew the course, all of my other teachings and the way I spoke and my whole orientation was so in alignment with it, they thought that I was a student of the course.
Yes.
And so of course I said, yes, of course I'll teach it. But I had to then actually start reading it.
Yes.
And I've never put the book down.
It's the most amazing book, Marcy. And that's why I put a little expression of interest out on Amanti Moon to say, is anybody interested in reading A Course in Miracles? And the response was amazing. So I was like, okay. And that's exactly the same process for me, Marcy. I've got given the book, I looked at it, it's like, oh, I can't read this now. I'm going to have to really think about this. Put it down, pick it up, put it down, pick it up. And then we started November last year. And it's great. We all love it. And we all like the ability. We're all equals in this group. And we all like the abilities that we can all share our point of views of what each passage might mean or what really resonated with us in the chapter and what we didn't quite understand. So then we'd all come in with different points of view. And we just love it. It's the most amazing book.
Yes, it is. And it's the most important way of life. Because
yes.
What it really develops is a lifestyle where yes. you are constantly remembering who you are, the truth of your existence, and of course, giving such clear guidelines for how to stay in alignment with that.
Yes.
So A Course in Miracles is so powerful. And I'm thrilled to hear that, you know, your group is really taking hold of it. And of course, all of the other wonderful things that you're doing. I also love the way you have created these different modules in your business where you are clearly in service on many different levels, whether it's wholesale, retail, to modality experiences. And
yes.
So one of the things I really want to make certain that we talk about are these modalities that you offer called Pelawa and Sekhem. Can you tell us about that?
Definitely. So let me preface. So I did Reiki. I've done a Reiki. I've only done level 1 and 2. And Reiki didn't really resonate with me. Mm-hmm. And then I met this amazing man. He's a medical doctor. So he's a trained doctor. And he's got this amazing spiritual side to him. And I did Sekhem with him. It's Egyptian Reiki. It's a healing technique where we just cleanse the body energetically. And we play in the 7 auras above the body. Okay, so we might be guided like Reiki to touch the body in certain areas, but we're clearing out things. The easiest way that I can describe it, Marcy, because this is how it sits in my head. in the auric fields, there are things that can drop. So you've got your seven layers, right? And it sits in the top, which is up with spirit. But if we get depressed, or if we get bamboozled by life a little bit, it starts to drop into the auras until it gets close to the physical, if that makes sense. What we do with Seiken is we try and clear them from the auric fields before it becomes physical. So that's the easiest way. I know that's a bit convoluted and a bit complex, but Seiken is an amazing tool. I usually get visited by Isis and Sekhmet, the goddess Sekhmet, when I do my Seiken, and they talk through me, explaining to the customers what's actually happening, what we're clearing, or what they actually need them to know. I had the most amazing experience once, Marcy, with Seiken, where I had this beautiful woman and she was pregnant, and the baby was talking to me through Isis and Sekhmet. And the lady came to me about 6 months after she had the baby. She goes, everything that you told me in that Seiken session, Charles, it happened. The baby's been exactly like you said he was going to be, and it was amazing. So when we play in auric fields, we can get a lot of information. So Seiken is a different aspect. It's the more feminine type of Reiki. Reiki can be very masculine. The Seiken or the Egyptian healing is a very feminine aspect of Reiki as such. It's very beautiful, very gentle, very beautiful. A great way to introduce energy healing to people.
Lovely.
Palua is like the Rolls Royce of energy healing, Marcy. This is very different. Palua is an Australian technique. It was channeled by an Australian woman in Queensland. Her name is Kachina Mann, and she was guided, and she's, again, it uses a lot of symbols like Reiki does. But when you learn Palua, you just imprint, you get an imprint of the symbols. You draw them, you write them, you send them, that's it. You don't have to draw them over the body. You have your client lying down on a massage table. And with Palua, it is done in complete silence. There is no speaking. There is no music. There is no smell, so no incense is allowed. You can't even use a scented eye cover. You've just got to use no scent. So you've just got to use plain eye covers. And what happens is, with Palua, the practitioner is moving around the body the whole time. And it's like, Marcy, it's like I'm doing a dance, like a shamanic dance of sorts. I'm pulling things out of the body. I'm pulling things from the cosmos, throwing them into the body. If people could watch me, they'd be saying, oh, my goodness gracious me, what's happening here? But what actually happens for the clients is they're either, two things will happen. They're either going to start seeing things, so the mind will start showing them things, and these are things that they then have to start dealing with, or they go to sleep. And I actually say to my customers, I actually prefer it if you go to sleep, because I call her the goddess Palua, which actually stands for angelic shift of consciousness. She can go very deep and she can help move things in the person's body and their energy fields. So the Palua takes about an hour. And what you're actually trying to do with Palua is you're not trying to think about anything, but you're enabling the body to shift things that no longer serve this body, or shifting in energy, things that don't belong in this body. And I've had some amazing feedback from my customers with Palua. And the good things about Seiken and Palua, we can do them distantly. But with Palua, I've had people come to me 2 weeks later, because I usually say to them, it'll take 2 weeks before it goes really deep and you'll start noticing things. And then people come back to me, oh my goodness gracious me, Charles, I've quit my job, I've moved my house, I'm living to alignment. I've had people separate. I've had people who have been suppressing emotions release these emotions, and a lot of guilt has come out, and they've then expressed themselves. So Palua is a very high energy healing. And I usually say to people that book it, it's like, be mindful with Palua, because there might be some subsequent sessions that you might need to help you understand what you're removing. So I never offer Palua as a first try. I never offer, it's like if somebody wants to start an energy healing or try energy healing, I'll go into clairvoyant healing, I'll go into Seiken. I won't use Palua as the first, because it can be really, it can create a lot of change. And unless they're ready for that change, it can be, I find it can slow the process of change down, because then the person has to understand it. So if somebody wants a Palua, I talk to them about it first and make sure they're ready to have the shift, the change and shift of their person come about. So it's a very interesting thing. I just love it. It's very high energy, very high energy.
Amazing. Unfortunately, I can't even believe it. We're getting so close to the end of our conversation here, but I would love you to also talk about the quantum healing hypnosis.
Yes.
And also, I would love for you, do you have your tarot cards with you?
I do.
Okay. So after you tell us about the quantum healing hypnosis, I wonder if you might flip a card for our group here at High Vibe Tribe.
Certainly. I'd love to do that, Marcy. Thank you very much. Yes. Quantum healing. Quantum healing is my absolute passion. It makes my heart sing. Dolores Cannon. I don't know if you've heard of Dolores Cannon. She was the founder of this. So Brian Weiss took past life regression to a level. And for me, Dolores Cannon took it higher. So QHHT, quantum healing hypnosis technique, involves, it's a long session. Last year, I said to my customers, minimum 5 hours. We have a discussion about life. I want you to tell me about your life, because what that actually does, Marcy, it invokes trust in me so that they'll go into hypnosis. We then do a hypnosis component of that, where we take the person into past lives. And we don't get to choose their past lives, but their higher self chooses the past lives, because it needs them to see things that they might, that might be relevant in their life today. And before we finish the hypnosis, Marcy, we actually bring in the customer's higher self. Because I usually say to my clients, bring in a list of questions you'd like to ask yourself that we can get answers to. So we do the regression to get them deep enough into a hypnotic state. Then what we do is we bring in what we call the SC, their subconscious, and we have a chat with your subconscious. And that's where my heart really sings, because I just feel this intense heat, this energy come into the room. And what happens is the person will get the answers to their question. What we then do is we ask the SC to do a scan of the person's body. So if there are any physical ailments in the body, we can get them healed instantaneously. And then what we do is we have a debrief at the end of the session. So some people remember the hypnotics, being in hypnosis, some people don't. So I debrief, I write notes the whole time, Marcy, and I record it. So we give them a recording. It's very important that they get the recording, because if they listen to that recording, they keep getting the healing. They listen to that part where they talk to their subconscious, they keep getting the healing. These are amazing, amazing sessions, Marcy. They take people to places they've never been before in lives, and you know, I had a woman, she said to me, I've got this affinity with Japan. I don't understand why. And of course, when we took her back to her past life, she was a princess in Japan. She was a part of the royal family. People that have fascinations with Egypt, they find out, they go back, oh, I'm in Egypt. So this is where QHHT is my passion. Again, it's like a Rolls Royce for me, because I won't, if people want it, I'll just explain the process to them. And if they're happy with that, we'll go for it. But the healings that we get, Marcy, are amazing. I had one woman, her back was out of alignment, and while she was in hypnosis, her subconscious realigned her back, and on the recording you can hear the vertebrae go click 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 back into alignment. And they said to me that when she comes out of hypnosis, she'll say, what have you done? I feel fantastic. So that's why we record it, so that there's a recording of everything that happens, so that the customers can listen to it. So QHHT, for those of you that are interested, look up Dolores Cannon on YouTube, or QHHT. It is, for me, it is the future of healing. If you're prepared to invest a day of your life, we can get answers to, you know, life's most perplexing questions. My longest session, Marcy, in QHHT was 9.5 hours. And when I finished that, you would have thought that I might have been drained energetically. I could have run a marathon, because there was so much energy. It was intense.
It's really interesting you bring that up, Charles, because first off, it sounds exactly like the work that I do when I'm working with my clients. So I'm sitting here with a big smile on my face. And second of all, I have that same experience. And that is, when we finish with energy work, where we are working in the high vibrational frequencies, we are energized. It is, it's not until you hit the bed that you... you
collapse,
that complete you sleep in that deep slumber of exhaustion, but while you're doing it afterwards, you're buzzing, you're in those vibrations yourself.
It's correct,
that you're just tuning in, you're there. And so it has an effect on us as healers as well, which is of course one of the wonderful benefits of that.
It's just the most beautiful experience. I can't explain it, because my heart is full of love and joy and gratitude when the subconscious of the person, because I know I'm dealing with something in a high energy state in the universe somewhere that's giving me this absolute beautiful guidance for my customers. And it just makes my heart sing, Marcy. It just makes my heart sing. Now, pull the card, Marcy. This is a really nice card because I think it's very relevant for our high vibe tribe. I've got the Queen of Cups in my tarot cards. And this is saying to me that at present, what I'm getting for our tribe is at present, we're in really, really trying, draining times. So it's very important for us all as a collective to fill our cups because we like to give to other people. But what the universe is saying to me today in this card for our high vibe tribe is we've got to fill our own cups as well, guys. We've got to fill our cups because when we fill ourselves, we can actually do more with the energy we have. We can help more people. We have to sort of say, well, what I'm getting with this card, I love this card. There's a little bit of rockiness around the world at the moment. What we are, we're stable. And this is what our customers need to see, that we can be the grounded people. We can be the ones that give them the stability. When their minds are really anxious, we are the grounding force. So that's why it's really important for us to fill our cups. Come from a heart-centered emotional space. So don't judge anybody because everybody's having a very different experience on this planet at this time. But let's fill our cups. Let's show everybody our hearts. Let's remain grounded. And wherever possible, let's bring joy to the world because at the moment, the world is sitting in such fear and trepidation that what we need to do is distract. So if we can bring joy into people's lives, fill our cups, and we're going to fill other people's cups with our joy. We're going to change this one person at a time. So that's our little one card reading for today. And it's just beautiful. So it's just saying, look after our own energy, guys, ground ourselves, fill our cups, and then we can fill more people. We can touch more people one by one. And the thing that I like about healing the most, Marcy, is I look at it like this. If I heal one person in a family energetically, right, I'm healing the whole family because that one person is going to shift. We're shifting the energy in that one person. The family will see it. It'll resonate. It's like those little droplets in the ocean. They create ripples, and then the ripples create waves. That's what we've got to create, Marcy.
Absolutely. So very interesting. Number one, as you were sharing that with us, it is 333.
Fantastic.
And is that something that you would like to speak about in terms of divine signs?
Look, I get the signs everywhere, Marcy. So that's like a validation for me that we are on point with what we need to know and what we need to get out. I'm always seeing 222, 333, 444, 1111 all the time. And if I'm not aware, because I'm not a numerologist and I'm actually looking at studying numerology this year, but the numbers are really relevant to me. And I actually say to people, please look out for the signs. Because there are signs in everyday life that we need to pay attention to. So, Marcy, I'm grateful that you looked at that because it's like they're saying to us, we are on point with what we just explained to the world. You know, look after ourselves because when we look after ourselves, it enables us to hold space for others and we can do more for others. And that's what we're doing. So I love that, Marcy. So here it's 7:33 in the morning. So I'm glad you looked at the clock. That's why I didn't pay any attention. So it's great.
Yeah. And so I know, you know, 333 is also carries with it a tremendous amount of encouragement from the angelic realms. Yes. And I was feeling that actually as you were giving us the reading for the tribe, which I think was so beautiful and a very powerful message for every single one of our members here. And we will cherish that always because it validates who we are, what we're doing here. And of course, reminds us of how important the work is, but how important we are. We must make certain that we are getting what we need, that we are grounding every single day. And of course, making certain that whatever we are doing is nurturing and nourishing our hearts so that our hearts are singing, as you say, and I always say, so I'm sure our listeners are chuckling. And also, of course, it enables us to be the light that we have come to be.
Because people are looking for that, Marcy. People are looking for the light. That's what they're looking for. And they'll seek it and they'll find it. And then they'll, you know, we can help them. So that's perfect. Thank you.
That's right. So Charles, how can everyone find you?
Okay. So I am on Facebook. If you look for my business, Amanti Moon, A-M-A-N-T-I Moon. That's our business page on Facebook. So that'll direct you. We also have a website, amantimoon.com.au, and we have an Instagram page. which is Amanti_moon. DM me if you want to message me or email us, amantimoon@gmail.com. I like to help people wherever I can, even for my students. I say to my students at Tarot, just because we've done the class and the class is finished doesn't mean I'm setting you free. If you've got questions, if you're uncertain, email me. I'm always here to support you. So I'm here to, and I'm happy to help anybody, Marcy. So, yeah, that's how they can find us, Amanti Moon.
How wonderful. Thank you so much. I know I've enjoyed this wonderful time we've had together, and I'm certain that our audience has too and will continue to as this message goes out into the world. So I look forward to the next time, Charles, that we come back and we have some other discussions. And thank you so much for being the light and for holding space over in that part of the world. And we're doing the same here. And just sending you so many blessings of gratitude and thanksgiving and all that the world has to offer to you and to all those that you touch. So much happiness and health and just.
Thank you, Marcy. I appreciate the opportunity today. So I really appreciate it. And I appreciate everything that you do too in the High Vibe Tribe, because you're holding this amazing space for people around the planet. So congratulations to you and all the High Vibe Tribe, because they're all doing a great job. So thank you.
Thank you so very much. Until next time, everyone, please share this with your friends. There is such incredible information here, and share that wonderful message that Charles gave us. And of course, remember that, you know, we're all in this together. We are the light. So the more that we congregate, the greater our light becomes. And I will see you all soon. Thank you so very much. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.